Hello, this is Bill Miller, pastor of Redeemer Covenant Church in Liverpool, New York, and I am your pastor for the day. I would like to talk about something that is plaguing our society right now, and that is outrage. We live in an age where outrage is rewarded, the loudest voice often gets the most attention, anger spreads faster than wisdom, and emotional reactions are confused with moral courage. If you open your phone, turn on the news, or simply walk through a crowded market, you are not just encountering information, you are encountering a frequency. It is a high-pitched, vibrating frequency of outrage. It has become the currency of our culture. We are made to feel that if we aren't offended, we don't have a conscience. But today I want to suggest a radical countercultural truth, and that is that outrage is actually a thief of the soul. Outrage fuels headlines, it drives social media algorithms. Outrage shapes political discourse. It sells, it spreads, it multiplies. The spirit of our age says, if you're not angry, you're not paying attention. If you're not outraged, you are not righteous. If you are not reacting, you are irrelevant. But Ecclesiastes 7:9 says, do not be quickly provoked in your spirit, for anger resides in the lap of fools. Christians are not immune. In fact, we are often tempted to justify our anger by calling it righteousness. And there is such a thing as righteous anger. There is a holy grief over injustice. There is a godly anger towards sin. But what we're seeing today is not righteous indignation. It is a spirit, a posture, a reflex, a constant simmering hostility. And it is shaping Christians more than we realize. Right now, we are living in the age of outrage. If you've noticed lately, outrage has become the air we breathe. People aren't just upset, they're trained to be upset. Outrage is monetized, incentivized, and even celebrated. Every headline is crafted to provoke a reaction. Every online argument seems to escalate within minutes. And far too often, believers get swept right into the same current. But Scripture calls us to another way, a path not of perpetual agitation, but of peace, patience, and spiritual clarity. Proverbs 29:11 says, a fool gives full vent to his anger, but a wise man keeps himself under control. Outrage may be normal in our culture, but it is not normal for the kingdom of God. The Spirit of God leads to gentleness, self-control, and compassion. The spirit of outrage leads to suspicion, division, and bitterness. Today, we want to consider what it means to reject that spirit and to embrace the way of Christ. Let's look at how Jesus dealt with his outraged world. In Luke 23:34, it says, Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. Now that same spirit lives in us. It may surprise us to remember that the world of Jesus was no less volatile than ours. First century Judea was filled with political oppression under Rome, religious hypocrisy, economic injustice, nationalistic movements, violent revolutionaries. There were zealots who believed violence was justified to overthrow Rome. Yet what do we see in Jesus? Matthew 11:29, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Gentle, humble. Not reactionary, not constantly incensed, not driven by cultural outrage. Even when falsely accused, Isaiah's prophecy about him was fulfilled in Matthew 12:19 and 20. He will not quarrel, nor quiet cry out. No one will hear his voice in the streets. A bruised reed he will not break, a smoldering wick he will not snuff out till he leads justice to victory. In a world full of injustice, Jesus did not build his ministry on public fury. He built it on truth and mercy. He spoke boldly, yes. He confronted hypocrisy, yes. But his spirit was never corrosive. 1 Peter 2:23 says, when they hurled their insults at him, he did not retaliate. When he suffered, he made no threats. Instead, he entrusted himself to the one who judges justly. The spirit of outrage seeks to win arguments. The spirit of Christ seeks to redeem people. I'll continue this the next time you hear me on the radio. I am Bill Miller, pastor of Redeemer Covenant Church in Liverpool, New York, and I have been your pastor for the day.